This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The best player in the National Football League. I never said quarterback. He's the best player. And that's it. And he's impossible to defend in the red zone. I think he's the best in the history of the game.
Mm. Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not.
The hell he isn't. I've had to defend them all. Thank goodness I haven't had to defend this cat. Oh, God. I get the
maybe you
job.
Will next year.
Maybe. You have to have a bazooka to throw the ball in the red zone, Dano, as you know. Yeah. Those windows get tight in the red zone. Well, guess what? He does it. When he runs the ball, he's an absolute freak, the best ever. And by the way, look at the conditions he plays in. Nobody can play in those conditions except Josh.
Rex over here making great point after great point. He also yesterday...
Noted Bills Homer, Rex.
Right, Bills Homer. He also yesterday talked about sliding being a problem in football.
Oh, did he? He got on that?
Trevor Lawrence. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He's on the bandwagon about the slide. We'll get to that a little bit later. Not blaming Lawrence, just that we have a problem here in the NFL.
You're blaming coaches that are telling Lawrence to slide.
No, blaming just...
Or whoever decided to start sliding.
All right, 30 seconds on this. Just the concept. The whole concept is, let's put this play in place to protect our quarterbacks from taking hits. But the slide itself actually puts you in a position to get hit worse. Often. It doesn't always end in a concussion, but watch the replay back. Lawrence not only slides, he keeps his body up while doing it.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, hit me like a tackling dummy as hard as you can into the turf.
Because then your head slams off the back of the...
Yes. Yeah. That's what... And Rex made the point. You should dive at a defender's feet. Because guess what he'll do? He'll just protect himself and he won't whiplash you into the turf.
This is new, too. Didn't Trent Green once get, like...
Yes!
His career ended or something with something like that? Maybe his career didn't end, but I feel like I remember a big Trent Green hit like that.
It was exactly that. He does the same thing. He's sliding in front of a defender who's already going down, and he gets absolutely destroyed. If he stays up, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
The slide puts you at risk in some circumstances. All right, 803-0550. So... I don't know if we've ever done this before, but I said to Joe,
you're trying to jump past one.
I'm not even trying to jump past one Super Bowl. But I will say that whether it's this year, I don't know. That guy is too good to feel like, not to say one is a meek goal. It's just, if you were to watch him, you're an alien from another planet, you land, you watch this game, like, what's this guy been to, like, five Super Bowls? Right? Mm-hmm. That's what you would say. Maybe you wouldn't know what the Super Bowl is. But the point is, he's that good. Mahomes has been to four. Who's next? Nobody's been to two. Burrow, one. Stafford, one. Lamar, none. Nobody in the AFC, any.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's time for the Bills to go. They're late. You're a little bit late. Okay, why don't you catch up? Because you got some catching up to do. It is beyond just get one. If you're on that guy's level, then let's do a little bit of process here, Joe, right? We do this with one score games. Well, they're a little too heavy on one score wins. There's going to be regression coming. Shouldn't the regression between Allen and Mahomes be kind of like Allen makes a couple Super Bowls?
Mm-hmm.
If they're equals, peers.
Mm-hmm.
And I might say it for Lamar, too, but right now the Bills look like a better team than the Ravens to me. Their defense is not a disaster. The Ravens' defense has been a problem this year. I'm living in a spot where, yes, it is one before we all die. But beyond that, I think what you're seeing is someone so good in a transition year. If they don't win it this year, they're going to go in the draft. And what are they going to do? Add pieces, add free agents. And we're going to come into next year saying, like, all right, well, what, 15-2?
Yeah.
Like, right. This year, this transition year, finger quotes, has elevated expectations probably for 4 years.
Right.
That this next window is different.
It's elevated the floor, right? It's elevated the floor for this team. We didn't really know what it was without Diggs, without all the pieces that they had that had been their captains, their most important players for 5 years. Now they're all gone. Okay, what's your floor as a team? And are we seeing that they just don't have one? Or are we seeing that their floor is, like, not that far away from their ceiling? Did we see the floor last year? Was that the floor? Everyone was old, right?
Everyone was old.
They were aged out, and it was kind of the last hurrah with everybody before they're out of the league, almost. And they still won the division. They had to really scrape and crawl to get there, but they got there. Was that the floor? Did we see it last year? That's as bad as they can be with Josh Allen as a quarterback.
They fired their coordinator.
They fired their coordinator midseason. They were 500 at one point, and they still got to where they want. They were still the two seed.
Yep.
They were still the two seed.
And lost late to the eventual champion.
I hear you. Like, they should.
They should. They should win one. With him, they should win at least one.
Well, right. But is there any, I think that what stops this conversation is
fear.
How many people are still fearful they won't win one?
Heartbreak? Yeah, because you don't know that you will.
Like, that this era could be this good, and Allen could be this good the whole time, and McDermott is good, and all of it. They're buttoned up. They know the culture of it all. Defensively, they're always where they want to be, and that just something happens every year, and they don't get one. There's that nervous tension, I think, in everybody still of that possibility.
What would you bet right now? Here's another way to say it. They get none or they get two? What would you bet?
Okay, over under one?
Yeah.
Yeah, over under one. They win zero or they win two? I'd say two.
If I said zero or three, what would you bet?
I'd probably say zero.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably say zero.
803-0550.
Three is...
That's a lot.
How many people have done three?
Not many.
Like two? Three?
How about just...
Montana did it, so maybe it's three.
If I said, how many they go to?
How many they go to?
Yeah.
Holds Allen.
How old is he?
How old is he? He's 28.
You got a lot of time left. Can I read you something from Kurt Benkert, who's a NFL analyst, who wrote something about Allen yesterday? Because, you know, we talk about his mobility and all this, but Kurt Benkert who is, where is he these days? 5-year NFL quarterback, founder of thedimelab.com. He's, you know, talking okay. YouTube football. He said, he wrote this yesterday, earlier this year, I said if I were starting a franchise from scratch, the quarterback I would pick to lead the way was Josh Allen. I'm doubling down. We're seeing the best form of Josh to date, one that is comfortable in the system, mastering situational football, protecting the rock. Add in the fact he's a physical specimen, potentially looking at one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time by the time it's all said and done. His accuracy is on point right now on every throw type. His trajectory situationally is calculated. His timing has been near perfect with his feet. He can do it all. He is doing it all consistently. Now the Bills finally have a stout defense. They've always had a stout defense there, Kurt. And they have everything it takes to get to the Super Bowl. That breakdown of him is like, sure, he's a physical specimen, but all the other stuff, like the stuff that you would need if you're going to make a bunch of them, mm-hmm. you need to be good when you're 36 or 34.
And again, right? No, that's right. Because he's not going to be able to jump over people in 8 years, probably. Probably. At 35, he's not jumping over people, right?
What if he's like...
He might try.
What if he's like Jaromir Jagr? What if he's, you know... What if he's Ovechkin? That's a fair point. Ovechkin at age what was leading the league in goals? What if he's like Ovechkin? And at 37, he has 700 yards rushing.
I like hearing that and thinking that way because the way I've thought of Allen in a conversation like this, like, will he go to 3 Super Bowls? I would have thought immediately, well, he's a unicorn right now, and what's the timeline? At 33, is he still the greatest athlete that's ever played the quarterback position? Because I think he is that right now. Him and Jackson are 1 and 2. And when he gets to that second phase where he's got to do more from the pocket and it's got to be all on his arm, is he still like the best quarterback in the league or is he the 7th best quarterback in the league? Because if he's not, then I've got to go to 3 Super Bowls in what, like 5 years of his athletic prime? Like that math is really tough. But again, like if he's starting to master it all, or has been doing that now for like the entire season, where he's understanding concepts and he's doing stuff pre-snap and accuracy-wise at all levels of the field, even though they haven't really hit on that deep bomb. Like, you can live that way without mm-hmm. him having to jump over people.
803-0550. We'll get some calls in on this. If you think about it differently than you used to, it used to be just get one. And of course, like, that's still there. But has it shifted for you that, you know... The bigger dreams. I know it sounds ridiculous. I mean, you know, people say, I just want to say one more thing before we get to the calls. Like, hey, why can't we just live in the moment? To me, this is the moment. That's what this moment actually is. This moment is about thinking how big it could be. That is what I feel in this moment about this football team and about especially the quarterback. Where could it really go? Mark in Tonawanda is up. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wish I could live in the moment. I really do, and I'm struggling with it because I just don't think it's my fault. I feel like I've seen this movie before, where there's a great regular season. I'm thankful and I am excited, but I'm not satisfied. You guys are talking about Josh Allen, like he's beaten Mahomes twice in the playoffs, and you know we don't lose to the same team every year after a really good regular season and division win. And I'm just, I guess, until that happens, you know, I'm watching the game on Sunday night, and if we just have one of these linebackers, I'm thinking, man, we beat Kansas City last year, and it's just bad luck. But kudos to McDermott for keeping us in that game last year. I mean, we're playing with A.J. Klein, and we're within a field goal of the Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, I got to give him his flowers, and I think Bernard's playing unbelievable. But yeah, I'm not on the hype train just yet. I don't know. I hate that I feel this way. I'm gonna have
no. Thanks, Mark. You're not alone. Like a couple of weeks ago, I asked the question, "Do you think about the Super Bowl?" And the number of people that said "not yet" was surprising to me. I'm over here thinking about 3.
Yeah, jeez.
Just because I know there's no. I mean, does that mean that there's heartbreak in the future if they don't? Sure. But it's not any sort of bad habit.
Well, right. There's ingrained in every fan a little bit, or in some fans maybe a lot, that, okay, everything looks amazing right now, and just what's going to go wrong? Something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Something always goes wrong because they haven't won. You can't say something always goes wrong, though, once they win.
Right. Team, you get to a point in the season.
But they haven't won.
Here's the list of teams whose fans could legitimately have their hearts ripped out of them. Baltimore, Detroit, Buffalo. That it? Because Pittsburgh's won a million Super Bowls.
And the Ravens won a couple.
Sure, okay, fine. You want to remove them?
But what, do I just then want to do teams that have never won one?
Detroit and Buffalo?
I mean, like, they're above the rest. They are absolutely above the rest because they're on Baltimore's level, and there's no trophy. There's no hardware.
To me, there's one different thing, though. If Houston doesn't have a Super Bowl, I don't think that when they lose in the playoffs, that's heart ripped out. They will look at their team and say, well, I mean, there were some signs here.
We're taking steps.
Yeah, sure. Things are going still,
everything's new here.
But there have been signs that this doesn't look like it's going to be it. And you could say the same about Washington, right?
Oh, yeah. Like
there are teams, and we've known this. We've had Bills teams where, like, well, they might look like they're a little bit flawed. It's been a long time since we had a team about this version of the Bills where we felt that strongly about it. But, like, the Bills and the Lions probably feel invincible, and they can't both win. The Lions go 16-1. If the Lions beat the Bills in 2 weeks and cruise to the Super Bowl and then lose it, that's Detroit having one of the best seasons ever, and their fans have their hearts ripped out. To me, there's a part of the chase for the Super Bowl, but also the belief you can win it. And sometimes you have a team that makes it as a wild card, and you're surprised. The Giants did that. The Steelers did that, right? The Seahawks make it as a wild card, or was the Steelers that year? I think it was
the Giants.
The Steelers
might have done it twice. Did they do it twice?
As a 9-7 team. Yeah. They made the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I think so.
803-0550. Maybe they're 10-6.
I don't think it happens often, though.
No.
No, it's very rare that that happens.
Malik in Orchard Park. Or, sorry, not Malik. Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Mark.
I was calling because you guys had said something about comparing Josh's to Jim Kelly. I mean, don't get me wrong. Josh is a beast. But you got to remember one thing. In the 90s, it was a different style of football. I mean, they were pocket passers. That's all they were. I mean, they didn't really run the ball as much. And until Josh can actually win a Super Bowl or get to a Super Bowl, I don't think you can't really compare them.
Yeah, I don't know that we were comparing their styles as much as comparing them to their peers.
Yeah, how many times was Kelly a top two quarterback in the NFL? I don't ask that like taking any sort of like leading you anywhere. But
whereas Allen's been that like every year.
Right, what would your answer be for Mark? For how many times Jim Kelly was a top two quarterback in the NFL?
I think once, twice.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to thanks, Mark. I'm not here to compare styles. I would be the first one to tell you. Back when Kelly played, guys threw interceptions all the time. And now interceptions have been kind of whittled out of the game. Like, Kelly had 19 interceptions in 1992. 23 touchdowns, 19 picks.
Mm.
And that wasn't blasphemy. You do that today, you're holy cow. Allen led the league in interceptions with what, 12?
Yeah.
With 35 or 42 total touchdowns. People talk a lot about interceptions these days, but it used to be you threw a lot more. Kelly's interception numbers in the NFL, 17, 11, 17, 18, 9, 17, 19, 18, 17, 13, 19.
Yeah, I think a quarterback that was normal, though.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so. Right, pocket passers, you threw it, you threw picks. And now, you know, the passing explosion, the rules that have helped the passers, and, of course, the mobility that these guys use. So without comparing them directly, if you compare them to their peers, I think that's the easiest way to have a conversation about, like, who is better. Who had a better career relative to par, you know, like the average quarterback. Thanks, Mark. 803-0550. Go to Mike and Tonawanda next. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, guys? Jeremy, I'm actually in agreement with you. I feel the same way. Actually, I've been feeling this way about 2 years now, where it's not about just one. I honestly believe if they get one, they can get two. They can get multiple ones, but you just got to get that first one, obviously. And full disclosure, I might have told you guys this when I called before. I've always been a Peyton Manning fan, dating back to college days and Colts and Denver and everything. And there was times I kind of felt the same way where it's like, man, this guy is way too good to not get to one. And then he did, you know, and then he got to like multiple ones, you know. And I always in the boat, I always felt like if they just got past that first game talking about the Peyton teams, they would always go to the Super Bowl, which always happened, you know. So I'm with you. You're not being bullish. I feel the same way. I know a lot of Bills fans don't want to say that out loud, but like I'm beyond, you know, I get one before I die, like you said. Like I believe they get one, they're not gonna be the one and done, you know, situation. You know, like Drew Brees, he won one, he never got back. Joe Flacco, there's a lot of guys like that that get the one and that's it, you know. But I truly believe in my heart of hearts, if they get one, they're going to get multiples, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe within a 10-year span or, you know, whatever, but, like, they'll get more than one. I believe that out. Josh will get more than one.
Thanks, Mike. I'm glad you brought up Peyton Manning because that's kind of – it's not quite the same career arc, but it's not that far. Like, Manning, his first Super Bowl is 2006.
Yeah.
And then he goes three times in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way I feel about Allen right now is for Manning to go in 2006, he was late. You're supposed to be there, buddy. You're supposed to have one of these by now. And then he got there and he won it. They beat the Saints. Boom. The next year, they're one and done in the playoffs. The next year, they're one and done in the playoffs. I think that was actually the Baltimore miracle in Denver, right? And then the next year, they're back in the Super Bowl. Lose to Seattle. 2 years later, he goes with the Broncos. So he ends up going to, you know, a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's kind of the arc that I think about here. He's due. He's due to go. He's due to go. He's due to go a couple times. It ends up being a version of regression. How could it be this close to Mahomes and this far behind
right. In
one very specific thing? And this is where people would yell, like, the coach or something. But even that.
That's where like... Well, the Bills, we just kind of said it. Their floor maybe was last year. Last year was supposed to be the vulnerable Chiefs year.
They were vulnerable.
They were vulnerable. Nobody, they were down.
And nobody took them.
Nobody did it. Last year was one chance to do it, and this year is another. Like that's another part of it. Like I know they are 11-1, but you know, like other dynasties of recent memory, like the Warriors, when they had Kevin Durant, they had already won like 2-3 championships, and then they're running through the league again. And it's like, what am I supposed to do? Is I have to wait until these guys are gone, right? That's not how I feel about the Chiefs right now. It's not like wait until he's gone. Like you've beaten them in the regular season, and it feels like you should beat them in the playoffs. You haven't, but they are as vulnerable as ever, and if that's the team, if that team that I'm watching right now that's winning on blocked field goals and aborted snaps and whatnot is the team that is standing in my way, then I feel pretty good about my chances.
The other thing is, like, thinking back to 13 seconds and giving some context here, that 13 seconds here, the Chiefs don't even win the Super Bowl that year. How different is our world / conversation if the Bills had, okay, go with me here, closed out 13 seconds, and then lost to the Bengals. So they still don't have a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
But the difference is that a year that the Chiefs didn't win the Super Bowl, they still didn't win the Super Bowl, and the Bills closed out 13 seconds of a football game. Is it any different? Because Allen then
would.
The Bills then have a one playoff win over Mahomes. We all sit here and know they should have one.
Yeah.
The world sees that game and says they basically had one.
But they choked.
And again, like to me, there's an important distinction. If I flip that game, I don't even take away a title from the Chiefs. They lost the next week.
No, but what you would have is, like right now, sitting here today, you haven't beaten them in the playoffs, and there is maybe going to, there would probably be more, a lot more confidence that, okay, I've seen them do it. In every regard, I've seen them beat the Chiefs. And if the team now, okay, if I lost the Bengals, I don't have to worry about them. Right, like they would have beaten me twice in the playoffs. I don't have to worry about it. I've never beat the Bengals. They're 4-8. Who cares? There would feel like there is nothing in your way right now. And I think there still kind of feels like there is a little bit of something in your way, which is just what is going to happen if I go play the Chiefs in January.
But is that rational, though, to say if I had won a game 3 years ago, then this version of the team I'd be facing this year, I would fear less?
Well, it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
It's No, it could be a mental thing for them.
Right.
A little bit.
It's definitely a mental thing about when you hear people talk about the teams, because the Chiefs have their wins, so when they look like an ordinary team, people just chalk it up as like, yeah, but they'll be fine because they win all the time. And nobody else gets that benefit of the doubt. 803-0550. Get some calls in on this. On changing mindsets, whatever you like here. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Time for your phone calls when we get back as well. Lindy at 8. Howard picks the Bills and the playoffs coming up at 8:30 here on a Buffalo Bills kind of football Tuesday. Whatever. It's a good time right now. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best version of Buffalo, and I believe in the AFC. They've sort of separated. Baltimore, the defense, special teams, reliability. Joe Burrow has the worst defense in the last decade. Kansas City's flawed. The Chargers are not dynamic enough. And the Steelers, I like them. I was wrong on the Steelers, but I don't think their ceiling is Buffalo.
Colin Cowherd. Chargers not dynamic enough. They had 187 yards of offense in their win against the Falcons.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
187.
Yes.
They're weird. They're a weird team.
803-0550 is our phone number. Before we get back to calls, I've got to tell you something that is...
Did I derail you?
Yeah, a little bit. We have a segment on the show we call Let's Get Stupid.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you can bring up anything. Trade for McDavid. What's some of the dumbest ones we've done?
Did we
trade for Andy Reid?
Did that come up?
I don't know. We've done some dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we get to calls, baseball is, I mean, considering it might be a big word here, but whatever. It's in the Athletic that Rob Manfred has.
The commissioner said in the conversation phase that there's a buzz.
Yeah,
in the league about it
for a golden at bat rule in baseball.
Yeah,
where there are a lot of variations of this, but just basically think about, for those of you that like professional wrestling, Mr. Money in the Bank can come on down and like wrestle for the title at any time.
Yeah,
this is Mr. Money in the Bank, but you as a manager would pick like, all right, bottom of the ninth, we get our golden at bat. We're going to pick Aaron Judge to hit.
Yeah.
And
it really is Money in the Bank.
You just bat out of order and send up whoever you want one time a game.
Yep.
A golden at bat. And there's even some wondering about a potential wrinkle where you would send up Judge before Judge goes up. So then Judge would hit twice.
Right. Twice in the ninth.
What if he gets on base, though?
Like, what if
the first at bat he gets on base?
They would need to send a pinch runner.
Send
a pinch runner out for him, yeah.
Baseball is drunk? What's happening?
Baseball might be a little drunk.
All right.
A little bit. They went with the pitch clocks last year, and now they think, well, we already did pitch clocks. What, anything's possible now. Next stop, Ponds in the outfield. Let's go. Hazards.
803-0550. We'll get back to our calls on the Bills. And how you're feeling about it. I've been saying... To me, the quarterback is so good that it's always, you know, one before you die. Just get one. But I don't know. I've got.
Because if you asked it that way, it would still be a resounding yes from everybody.
Yes, of course.
Would you sign on the dotted line for just one right now?
Yes. Yes.
Everyone would say yes.
Everyone would say yes. That doesn't mean it would be the right deal. Because
right,
it's kind of like it's let's make
the
deal maker,
the devil that's making the deal with you has leverage.
Well, just because not even that. You want to sign up for one right now? One? Okay. Let's see what was behind door number three. It was four.
Yeah.
Well, you got your one. They were going to win four.
It's like Deal or No Deal, the game show that used to exist, where you might have $4 million in that case, but you're getting offered
a million. A million. And you like a million.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not declaring they're going to, but there's the part of this that for me is just like, I feel like that the quarterback is good enough to probably win a couple of them, three, and they're late. So, yeah, go get one before we all croak, but also you're late. I feel like you should probably get a couple. Look at the organization. Look how well it runs. Look how well they do everything, almost. They've got the most wins of any NFL team over a five-year stretch. That's a thing they have of any team to not win a Super Bowl. And all the underlying factors, if we were reading Corsi numbers or expected goals, we'd be like, this team should be winning games. And all the stuff about the Bills like that says, this team should be winning Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Plural. So, you know, let's go. Go get one, because I think you've got more coming. And, you know, like, I don't know how to make it specific, the right words, which is bad because we talk on the radio, but... Kevin wrote in, shouldn't we win one before you declare they're winning a second? I don't think I'm declaring they're winning a second. It's just...
I feel like they should.
My mindset is this is an organization that looks certainly good enough. The Ravens have two in, what, 6 years? This looks like an organization that should have a couple. The way that they are run now. They are not their history. They are their present. And their present looks like the kind of franchise that should win a couple. And, you know, this year looks pretty good so far. Jay in Hamilton. Hey, Jay.
Guys, I am loving this conversation. So, for me, I've lived through those amazing Super Bowl years and the awful drought years. And the emotional roller coaster has been, it's taken its toll on me. So, this year, I made a decision. I'm going to be Ron Burgundy, and I've put myself in a glass of emotion. So, the entire year, this team has been so impressive to me, and I even feel weird saying it, like I'm putting out some bad vibes, that every time they play now, I am so calm that when I come upstairs from my man cave watching my game, like on Sunday night, my wife looks at me and says, what's wrong with you? Did the Bills lose? I said, no. And she's like, well, aren't you happy? I'm like, yeah. But now I have this expectation, and I give myself this room to be nervously apprehensive. But because we have a centaur at quarterback, when I see the things that Josh does, I am now, and I'm seeing a coaching staff that I've got such a high amount of confidence in, that I have this expectation they're going to win every game. And my entire focus this year has been in January. And my focus specifically has been on the Chiefs. I've said to myself, it's going to be the Chiefs and Buffalo, and it's going to be in Orchard Park. And that is where I've kept myself the entire year. So am I ecstatic by how we're doing? Absolutely. If you looked at me on my face, would I show it? Nope. And when January comes, I am ready, like George, to be busting, Jerry, to be busting. But until then, I'm going to keep it in check, and let's go Bills, baby.
All right, thanks, Jay. I like it. Calm. Yeah, there was a part of the game against the Niners where, and this is a thing, I don't know if you do this, Joe, or anybody out there else, the first quarter of a game, if they're getting run on, if a team's having success, I tend to think, all right, give it 15 minutes. Give it 20 minutes. Because they've kind of been approaching games like, let's see what they're going to do. They're going to do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Put the Glocks on them. Done. And that's how this defense has played this year.
Yeah.
And offensively, they've had slow starts, and then they figure it out. There are two types of games this offense seems to have right now. One, slow start that they figure it out, or two, boat race.
Right from the get-go.
Yep.
Yeah, how many of those do they have this year? Like two? Jacksonville was that.
Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Tennessee was slow start.
I'm sorry, not Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee, remember they had like 3 at the 2-minute warning or something? They were down like 10-3 late in the second.
That's right. I mean, was San Francisco this? I mean, it was 21-3 at halftime.
A little, yeah, you could probably say that.
The Dolphins was this?
The Dolphins was that. Okay, so yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah, Tennessee, slow start. How they do in Seattle? They look like they were in control the entire way.
Yep.
They're up 14-3 at halftime.
They also are getting, some of these games we're mentioning, they're getting a lot of turnovers, right? They're punching balls out. Seattle, they were just getting lucky, right? The center just throwing the ball over Geno Smith's head.
That's true.
Their turnover differential is number one in the league right now. And that's one of those where it's tougher to sustain that. You can, but it's not as sustainable as some of the other numbers you'd look at. And a couple of their blowouts have been more of that, like turnovers and you not turning the ball over. That I feel like they could keep going. But I wonder if they can keep punching balls out at the rate that they're doing it.
There's also a point to be made. If they decided to play full 4 quarters, would they have 50 more points? Because they're not.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
right.
they are willing to take their foot off the gas once a game is firmly out of reach. Dan in Buffalo. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure thing.
I just wanted to say, yes, I was in high school for all 4 Super Bowl losses. I'm very excited about this team. I told my wife, who didn't live here last time we went to the Super Bowl, when we were 9-1 or whatever, when we start off 9-1. So I'm very excited with the coaches they're doing. And I was wrong about Matt Collins. I said that guy should be sitting on the bench. That guy is giving great blocks for James Cook in the running back. And my other thing is, my biggest thing, the only issue I have with the coaches, I really think they're making a mistake not trying to dial up some packages for Dorian Williams. I don't care if it was like third and one, 3rd and 2. Why couldn't they go to 3 linebackers, even if it was just 10% of the time? I just think Dorian Williams was running around like a missile, tackling people. And at his point in the career, he's quicker than Matt Milano. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I wonder if there's another matchup with Baltimore, what that would look like, right?
That would be the move.
Would they? I mean, you're taking Taron Johnson off the field. Would you do that?
But you'd be taking off the field for maybe like the guy saying like 10%.
Sure. Your package.
Like a certain package, because they don't even really do that. So,
meanwhile,
I'm not really
going to go ahead and give this an eyeballs emoji.
Uh-huh.
Joe B. in The Athletic. Why now, as the season hits December, it would make sense for Micah Hyde's return? Give the old eyeball emoji.
I'd be interested to see what that says, because I have completely stopped thinking about him. Not even because of him, but because their safeties have been good.
Good enough.
Yeah. You want to take one of them off the field for Micah Hyde now?
I don't know. But
I'll see what he says. Like, if he's coming back to be immediate depth so that we don't have to go back to rookie Cole Bishop playing in the playoffs if there's an injury, then I'm into that idea. But I do not like the idea of Micah Hyde coming in and replacing either one of their safeties right now.
Depth?
Yeah. Come back. You're a number 3, just to make sure we don't have to put a rookie in there to spot duty if someone gets hurt in a playoff game. But you're not starting. Well, that would be my, if I'm the Bills, that would be my deal.
How many safeties are on the roster right now? Since Mike Edwards left, is it 3?
Is it still 3?
Yeah.
They've got, I know they got practice squad guys, but like
Cam Lewis seen is on the practice squad. Cam Lewis is there.
And Kareem Jackson's on the practice squad, the other veteran guy. It's only 3 on the active roster.
Okay. Like I said, Joe Biscaglia has that in The Athletic today. I'm putting the eyeballs emoji on that. Oh, interesting. It is December. 803-0550, more your phone calls. 1-888-550-2550. We'll check in with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. They've got a game against Colorado tonight. Howard picks the Bills regular season and playoffs at 8:30 after a bye week. He was off last week. Jeremy and Joe, taking your calls and hanging out here on WGR.
Let T WGRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Intercept your heating bills. Enter now, WGR550.com, for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Contest ends on January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Jameis Winston last night. Lots of different stats you might like. 497 passing, just 20 short of the all-time Monday Night Football record held by Tom Brady. 2011.
No, of course he is.
I got a Brady. I do have a Brady take for you later if you want it.
What did he do? What did he get criticized for this Sunday? Something. He was being criticized for like Daniel openly Jones. Rooting it's for the Vikings.
What he said for. There's a thing about Daniel Jones. He got in. Well, people got after him for a little bit.
Okay.
Jesse Anastel, quickly before the break. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, I just watching the game last night. I noticed how Bo Nix and Watson looked eerily similar to Allen in his early years of playing for the Bills, and I'd much rather take this version of the Bills over than what I kind of saw last night. 400 yards is fun, but like three interceptions, a pick six, and I'm kind of glad we got that out of our system.
Maybe. I mean, Allen never throws pick sixes. He never really has.
He has the longest streak, like one of the longest streaks ever.
He's never really been like a Jameis Winston quarterback. I mean, I shouldn't say that. He's thrown interceptions, but he's done it while being one of the best. So, I mean, listen, in this game against San Francisco, he should have got picked off once. He didn't.
Yeah.
There are a number. Are we still at he has more turnover-worthy plays this year than last year, but last year more turnovers?
I don't know where we're on that. I haven't really been tracking it. Nix looks good. Like, Nix throws the ball fast.
Nix leads.
Like, you can see there's a little bit of arm. There's some arm strength there.
He leads rookie quarterbacks in touchdown passes. 17.
Which is kind of amazing.
Yeah. And he runs. Both Bo Nix and Drake May move, in addition to Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. And like all the rookie quarterbacks have been pretty good.
Lowest turnover-worthy play percentage of Allen's career, tied with last year.
Okay. So
it's exactly the same. 3.0, 3.0.
And I do think that's a function of a shorter passing game, a lot of it, and maybe fewer attempts.
There is two lowest years of his career, though.
Yeah.
So they're like, they are going down.
Okay.
It's just not different than last season.
803-0550. We'll check in with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff when we return and get you geared up for Sabres and Avalanche tonight. Does Casey Mittelstadt get a welcome back video? Yes?